This is Sound and Vision on KEXP. I'm Emily Fox. So back in October, I took a road trip down to visit my partner's hometown of Lakeview, Oregon. It's a small ranching town in the high desert near the California and Nevada border. And I mean small, like population about 2,000 people. And the nearest town with any population in the larger five-digit range is 90 miles away. So during the visit, my partner and I were sitting in a cafe in town one morning, and the waiter was wearing a sweatshirt from the summer's rodeo, and he was serving a family wearing their ranching gear, cowboy hats, cowboy boots, dirty jeans, all of it. And it seems like they were fueling up before working on a ranch that day. And I remember turning to my partner and saying it was interesting to see cowboys are still alive and well in the rural West. But it wasn't until later in the day that I realized that this family wasn't doing too well. They were struggling financially. So that night, I actually ran into the wife of the family we saw at that cafe. We were hanging out in a hot spring, and there she was. We got to talking, and she started talking about how her and her husband are musicians, and their band is called Wampus Cat. Performing at bars, parties, and festivals around the West used to make up about half of their income. But because of the pandemic, that money's dried up.
And I remember the day that I opened the cupboard and I went, my God, there's nothing left. There's no money coming in. And we have these bills to pay and we can't buy food, pay the bills, and feed the animals all at once. And I had to leave.
So this family lives in a town 2 hours north that's even smaller than Lakeview. They were working in Lakeview that day to make ends meet. I caught up them recently to have them tell their story of how they got by this year.
I'm Rachel Wilson, and I do just about anything I can to make make a living out on the desert, I guess.
She usually raises horses, but with COVID drawing up music income, she's done some work on other ranches this year and is now having to live out of a trailer 4 days a week in Lakeview so she can work in a metal fabrication shop there that makes parts for the processing of cattle.
And I'm Matt Wilson, Rachel's husband, and let's see, we got five kids, so I guess first thing we do is dad and mom.
Outside of music, Matt makes a living making bridle bits. That's a metal piece that goes in a horse's mouth that's attached to the reins that helps direct the horse when you're riding it.
And then, I don't know, help out folks on the ranch, build fence, cut wood.
Ranchy stuff?
Ranchy stuff, yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We live just above the little town of Silver Lake, and if you sneeze, you're through it. That's pretty much it.
It's tiny, with a population somewhere between 80 and 150 people.
And we actually homesteaded this spot. It was a previous homestead back in, I think, 1840-something. And when we came here, it was just nothing but sagebrush. And so we had a little saddle shack Matt had built with a chainsaw, and he just he took the ranch rig and drug it across the desert, and I raked my kitchen floor for 9 months.
Because the floor was just dirt. The frame was just sitting on raw earth with nothing underneath it.
We cleared sagebrush and...
You know, and it's funny because we slept in my old saddle shed, and then we had a little fifth wheel for the kids to stay in, and it had a propane stove and a propane heater. We only had two little... Well, we had three then, didn't we?
We had three. One of our daughters learned to walk on the desert.
Yeah. So they'd sleep in there at night and stay warm, and we'd sleep out in the shed.
Watch the stars through the cracks in the shed and hang buckets when it rained.
While Matt and Rachel are hardy cowboy and cowgirl homesteaders in the West's high desert, music is their passion, something they fell into after Matt got injured on the job.
Come about 2007, he was working for a ranch when he had a horrid, horrid ranching accident that nearly took his life. But we started playing music because he couldn't cowboy anymore. So we started playing music professionally as he would heal up from wreck after wreck after wreck. And everything from breaking his neck to crushing himself under a horse. Yeah. But yeah, you know, we started really making a living playing music. We went on the road for about 10 years, gone almost every weekend. And we had a hay drought here, and people started dumping horses. So we ended up with 42 head of horses, and we started an animal refuge for dogs and horses. And before you knew it, we were basically just playing music to support, you know, horses and dogs that had been abandoned on the desert.
They've adopted out a lot of horses over the years, but because of COVID, they've also had to sell 5 of their personal horses this year to make ends meet.
The music stopped. We had no way of making that kind of income for the animals anymore. And so we have had to not only let go refugees, but we've had to make some decisions on our personal herd too. So we've had to just say, you know, we have to sell this personal horse in order to keep, you know, the ranch together. That was really devastating.
This year has been a struggle financially, but Rachel says it's also been a struggle personally without having music as an outlet in her life.
I love the energy that is moving around the crowd. I love seeing people dance and laugh and hug each other, and all of it was gone. It was the energy. And that was suddenly, it was like watching that beautiful, fluffy snowflake just waltz its way to the ground. And then once it's there, everything stopped. That was the end of it. It's complete silence, like nothing. And for me, it was absolutely devastating that I could no longer share this energy that's just busting at the seams to come out. The only thing that makes me feel like me was gone. Just gone.
Has there been any sort of like silver lining in your life? I mean, it seems like this year was pretty hard, but, you know, as you reflect back on this year, like, was there any good that has come out of you, like creatively or whatever that's come out of kind of this pandemic?
If we ever get back to being able to get together and enjoy ourselves and interact and have fun, I'm sure music's going to be a lot funner. I'm going to put a lot less emphasis on where it's going or what. I'm just going to have more fun with it. So I'd say that's been a huge silver lining. Really realizing that playing the guitar for our little one in the bath, I've done that since she couldn't say dad.
Right.
I got my neck broke and they wouldn't let me carry anything, but I couldn't even carry a gallon of milk. I got took to that. But I could play my guitar, so I gave the little one a bath every night and played guitar to her. And been doing a lot more of that.
Uh-oh. I did it again. You could say I stepped in it. Got egg on my chin. Uh-oh. I did it again. Let's kiss and make up. Let's be friends.
I saw where somebody said everybody thought 2020 was the year they were going to do something or whatever. Whereas everybody's kind of, I think most people that have got their stuff together have learned to realize and appreciate what they have. Mm-hmm. And quit complaining about what they don't have and what they're not getting. And those of us that work for what we have and enjoy it, we are thankful and appreciate what we have and realize that this rat race of self-promotion and saving the world and all this kind of stuff is really not what life's about.
That was Matt and Rachel Wilson of the rural town of Silver Lake, Oregon. Their band is called Wampus Cat. Here's a portion of their song, Willows.
Calling in from my home.
That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.